and welcome to the 21st episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way, and we have a very special guest with us today.
Ooh la la. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I would. Hi, it's Shari from Insoluble here with Shanice and Shay.
Oh my god, it's triple S. Anyway, come.
So you guys know that on this podcast, we love to talk about the hottest K news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest tea, any news that's got her bubbling and boiling that she thinks we need to know about. So Shanice, spill the tea.
First and foremost, don't forget to check out The Static Season 2, baby. What, what? It will be on my Instagram at kpopbox_. So if I don't mention some of the stories, you know why? Because it's over there. Okay, okay. So first, I'm going to talk about Golden or Jisoo. Do you guys remember that R&B singer? He was like under JYP for like years and years.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
And then J-pop swooped him up. Well, basically, his exclusive contract with High Music has come to an end. And after 3 years, he's not going to renew it. So when he was under Higher Music, he didn't go under Jisoo. He changed his name to Golden for some reason. As I said, he's not renewing his contract and he's going to go back to his original stage name as Jisoo. To be honest, when he was under Higher Music, it didn't really do anything for him either. I mean, I guess he was more free. I don't really remember anything. Is that me being bad, man? Do you remember any songs that he released under Higher Music?
Nope. I don't even remember any under JYP. To be honest,
I remember that one song, but I don't know if that was like his official debut song. Anyway.
Is it Tequila by him? Is that?
Oh, I love Tequila. Oh my gosh, yes. I forgot about that song. Okay, I take it back. I remember that song. You like Tequila, sorry. It's
Oh, okay.
It's got a, you know, kind of like Caribbean Afro fusion vibe, you know,
and
it's got it's hoodie on it as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You like it. Anyway, moving on. So Epic High has unveiled a lineup of artists that will feature on their new album. So Jisoo is included, CL, Haze, Zico, Nutsal. And one that stood out is B.I. Yes, Bobby and the Boys, as me and Sherry would call them, or Icons, B.I. So this will be B.I.'s first first participation since his departure from YG. So I just thought that would be interesting. But I know why you're here and why we have Sherry here today is because of the big news that GOT7 has not re-signed with JYP. It's okay, guys. Okay, baby. I'm not going to go in all the ins and outs. All the ins and outs will be on The Static. That should be uploaded by now if you're listening to this. So check it out. It's season 2, episode 1. So we're just going to express our thoughts and feelings about the whole situation. I know, Shari, you have some updates for us as well. Just briefly, they're not renewing. There's whispers in the air of certain members going to different companies, whilst going back to LA. That was basically it. So, Shari, how are you, baby?
To be honest, I saw it coming, but you know when you're kind of just like, yeah, sure, because you expect the group to stay together. That's what I expected. I expected them to move as a group to another company. But then when I heard Yugyeom was talking with AOMG, that was shocking. I wouldn't expect him to be the member to like the news to come out about him first.
Yeah, because yeah, I was thinking it would be like JB first.
Yeah.
Or even Jackson. I feel like that would have made a lot of sense.
Because to be honest, I thought Jackson was over it a long, long, long time ago. But you know, they're all on this seven or never, seven or nothing, you know, which is fair enough. But I know they're saying that, you know, there will be another GOT7 album. So at the Golden Disc Awards a couple of days ago, after they did an acceptance speech of an award, Jin-young said, oh yeah, there'll be a new GOT7 album coming soon. And Yugyeom was on V Live and said, oh, a new Just 2 album. But this is before they obviously announced they didn't re-sign. And I was like, well, how is this going to happen if you guys aren't under a label? Is it going to be a SoundCloud thing or, do you know what I mean? there is just a lot of questions unanswered because, of course, the official reports are they're not re-signing, XYZ going to this label, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, when will you do these activities as a group?
Because obviously there are groups, like, I think I've said this to both of you, to I think EXID, they're technically still together, but they're not signed under the same label. Certain members of Girls' Generation, technically they're still together, but they're not all signed under SM. And I don't know, it's like they're keeping this facade that they would one day come together, but it's never happened. So when groups say this, like, oh, you know, we'll come back, it's like, how?
Especially if Mark is going back to LA, and I thought Jackson would just go back to Hong Kong, but it was reported that he's going to carry on with Team Wang, obviously, and he's going to have a Korean agent. And I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know. I just, yeah, like, because like you said, it's just hard to believe because no one's ever really done it well. No one's had a comeback after, apart from, okay, well, Ravi is obviously signed to a separate company compared to the other members, but that's different in a way. It's one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but have they come back whilst Ravi was under, oh, okay.
Yeah, and as well, Jin, he signed into an agency for acting only. So I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. I might be wrong. Please don't come for me because I ain't got time. But I really think they took the whole seven or nothing to heart. And I think JYP only wanted to re-sign certain members and didn't want to sign the rest. And they were like, well, you can't have me unless you, it's me and everyone or everyone and nothing situation.
See, that's what I picked up on as well. A Naver article said that only certain members were going to be re-signed, blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, it's seven or nothing, blah, blah. But then now, some people are saying, no, it's not that. Apparently only two members wanted to re-sign and the rest didn't. That's what I mean. So I saw someone translate it, a Korean person translated the Naver article and said, yeah, JYP only wanted to re-sign X amount of members. And they said, no, all of us or none. Then a friend sent me an Asian Junkie article where they said, no, it was actually the other way around. Two wanted to sign and five didn't. So they said, well, none of us were signed at all. But I'm like, because it was apparently the first Naver article said they didn't want to re-sign the less profitable members. So it's like, who do you believe? What do you believe? But then to be honest, regardless of all that, GOT7 has been, as the kids on Twitter say, mistreated for a long time, which I can't deny in terms of marketing, promotion, that kind of thing. So I think they've been over it for a long time anyway, over the whole treatment of themselves. So who knows? And it's just like, it'd be nice to hear the truth, but I guess maybe after their contract's up, what is it, the 9th, 17th, I think 16th, maybe they'll spill. Mark's got a YouTube channel.
I don't think they'll spill right away.
Give it
a couple years.
Yeah, and the good thing is, from the 19th, they'll own the name GOT7 and the music rights.
Mm.
And I'm like, do they have to pay some cash money? Or and then some people are like, no, they didn't have to pay. It's a new Korean law. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because if that was, I don't know, man. I don't know. You don't know what to believe. You just don't know.
It's kind of hard to know what to believe. And people, like, I just want to say one thing before we wrap this up. Do people know JYP doesn't decide, like, the man doesn't decide everything?
Thank you.
Exactly.
Because I'm so sick and tired of people, like, I can't believe you're doing this. And listen, it doesn't work like that, okay? So stop attacking JYP, okay?
Leave Uncle alone. Like, he's not the CEO anymore. But even when he was, like, it doesn't work like that. It's not like, oh, everything is decided by him. There's a whole board of people underneath.
Yeah.
So just get over it, man. Let him live.
Yeah, let him do his Bobby Brown knockoffs. Anyway, thank you. That was the end of Hot Topics. If you do want to send any stories or you want us to talk about anything, you can send it to howyoutea@gmail.com. Or if you want to join the conversation, use the hashtag #HowYouAtYou. Okay, so our next segment is Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, tea, hot stories. And yeah, we just roast you about them. I'm joking. Anyway, if you want to send us anything, you can send it to the same email, howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on social media. So Shay, take it away.
Yay. Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is...
Someone said, the faster that white K-pop stans realize the privilege they have, the faster society will expand. That's a statement. I will share a reply that someone had to this, but what are you guys' thoughts and feelings?
Wait, say it one more time. Marinade.
So this person said, the faster white K-pop stans realize the privilege they have, the faster society will expand.
Sherry, thoughts?
So, like, in what kind of context do they
exactly
mean? Like, for example, when you're at a K-pop concert and your oppa will smile at you because you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed and Caucasian? Or, like, because that's very vague.
Exactly.
Unless they're talking about, you know, issues within K-pop such as cultural appropriation, colorism, etc. It's very vague. So other than that, I can't really think how a white K-pop fan would have, you know, privilege. We're just fans. Take it away, Shanice.
Exactly the same. I don't know. This is what I mean, guys. Like, don't send fake stuff because, you know, we could go down a rabbit hole. I don't know what that means. I actually don't know what that means. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I can share the reply to you because obviously we couldn't have the whole chat here, but these two are going back and forth in the comments. And yeah, so I'm assuming this person's white because this person said, you just love to go after white stone you. How do white K-pop stans have more privilege than POC fans? And then they were sort of discussing it after that. And I think it's from the perspective and premise that white fans are sometimes, especially online, they're kind of like hyped or people are really nice to them and whatnot. And sometimes POC fans get a hard time. Like, oh, like, why do you like this stuff? Or they question it a lot and things like that. I've seen it happen a lot on TikTok anyway. So I think from that perspective, I kind of get what this person means.
Okay,
kind of.
Yeah, I get that. And also as well, even just like going beyond the whole fan thing, like as a Caucasian person visiting Korea and in general, a white person is more, what's the word? Visually, they're more accepted. And within Hallyu as well, for example, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. Do you remember that program Soulmate? And they opened auditions foreigners. Yes. Yeah. So myself and one of my friends auditioned for it. We got through to the second stage and then we just heard nothing. And I thought, okay, whatever. I guess they changed their mind, but whatever. And then I saw the program and every single person was white. Every person was from a country in Europe or either white American. And I'm like, how is that, like, you know, mixing it up and introducing different types of people and cultures to Korean celebrities? So I was just like, okay, I'm not going to waste my time ever doing anything like that again. So I do get it. And on TikTok, social media, like, oh, look, this person dancing to K-pop. But whereas when it's a black stan, I guess there's not so much hype. It is true.
Especially like on TikTok or whatever. No disrespect to all the white dancers out there. Like, you guys, well, some, not all of you. Some of you are talented. No shade. But sometimes when I see, like, one person, like Sally could have, like, 15,000 views. And then, I don't know, Keisha, who's like, I'm just using, like, really...
stereotypical names.
Yeah, but, like, Keisha, who's, like, she's killing it, yeah? Couple hundred. Why?
Even like an example, Jackson's what's the song called? Not 100 Ways. Pretty Please. Yeah, that's it. So he had to sing the Pretty Please. So he basically said, do the Pretty Please challenge, and people will be selected like in stages on Twitter. You had to vote via their polls. There was this one black French girl. She was killing it. Like, I don't even know her personally, but I was like, everyone vote for her. And she was doing really well. And in comparison, the non-black girl was just okay. And she won. And I was just like, but why? So yeah, I do get it. It is there. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one more example, just before we round this off, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think BTS done a fan version of the Life Goes On video. And there was like either very little or no representation of like, well, I guess like black fans and stuff, and quite a few fans, at least I saw on TikTok, were quite upset about that. So I guess like just representation and feeling as though you're part of the community and everyone just treating you nicely, I
definitely think that's something.
But sorry, I know we keep dragging this out, but I feel like it's a big disrespect, Jeff, because especially stan culture, like social media, like if it wasn't for the black girls, yeah, that make the memes and make things pop and make your faves go viral, where would they be? And like, shout out to, I'm sorry, the backbone are the Somalis. I'm sorry.
It's
shout
true.
Out, shout out to them. Like, they're the queens of this ish. Like, and they don't get paid no respect. It's just like everyone rides the wave. And but anyway, I digress. Carry on, Shay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we agree with that one. Quick extra point, just the beauty standards as well are sort of more tailored towards the Eurocentric look and being fair and whatnot. It's the standard. So there's already that. So yeah, we agree. We understand. Yeah.
We're not attacking white people, by the way.
Yeah. Just in case y'all thought, yeah, no.
No. We got white friends.
Oh, don't say that.
So our next unpopular opinion is, why are there so many people that are only girl group stans, and why are they so toxic? I'm not saying that all, I'm not saying they're all toxic, but I run into so many toxic ones that like to insult boy groups and boy group stans.
I haven't really seen it that much. I've seen it a couple times where... But it's not like a toxic thing. It's, I don't know if they're joking or if they're serious. It's kind of hard to tell over social media. But they'd be like, oh, I don't know how you guys could just stan boy groups. Okay. Now what? like, where do we go from there? Like,
I see it a lot on Twitter, to be honest. And it's really like catty and bitchy. And like, I find girl group, so only girl group stans will rinse any tweet with fan cams of, like, you know, like personal fan cams of girls. And I'm like, why? And they're like vipers. They're just like, yeah, like they're really angry. And I'm like, what's the problem? Like, they are, it's so true. And I'm just like, why are you being mean to people for no reason? But yeah, I don't know why. Like, predominantly, I prefer boy groups just because, like, the girl groups I like no longer exist. Apart from, like, okay, I like Blackpink, that's about it. G-Friend. But yeah, like, you can just like what you like without being mean. I don't get it.
Pretty much agree. Yeah, because there is like a lot of that, those people that solely stan boy groups, and it's like, no, we're superior, how could you like girl groups? And then vice versa. But just down to personal preference at the end of the day, and it's not a fight, like, you're not gonna win anything. A side note really quickly, one thing that I cannot stand are those people, you might be like, oh, like, I listen to this song, I really like it, and then they reply and they're like, this is the correct way to stream. And how did you listen to it? Oh, did you listen to it this way? Balance on your head and play it this time on this device.
Like, don't play it in a playlist until after 24 hours of the video's release. Make sure you clear cookies in your cache and play another song from the same artist afterwards. You can't watch it in the... Who made up these rules? It's fake rules. So silly.
Moving on, this next one is Twice and IZONE. Have the best female dancers, and BTS, Monster X, and Stray Kids have the best male rappers.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the first part. So Twice and IZONE. I'm gonna have to disagree with that one.
Honestly, same. Like, I hadn't really paid much attention to IZONE apart from end of year shows, and I was like, actually, they perform very well.
Yeah, they do.
But
they
but I wouldn't call them the best. And Twice is just upper body movements. So
I don't know. I feel like with okay, this might be an unpopular opinion. Please don't drag me because I ain't got time.
I have so much time.
Okay, go for Shari, okay? Just confuse all the S's that's on the show. But I don't when Twice dance, they don't do anything for me. I feel like they're going, like, it's not bad. It's not like, oh my gosh, I can't watch this. It just feels like they're sometimes that they're going through the motion. Like, okay, 5, 6, 7, walk. 7, 8, like, it just, that's what it looks like to me. Beautiful gowns.
It's not like that, it's easy, but it's like not the most intricate, like, crazy.
It's not even about the intricacies. It's like, sometimes I feel like they just don't put no oomph in it. If I'm only doing like a two-step, I'm gonna two-step. You're gonna think, oh, Denise. And I feel like if it's a two-step, you can be like, oh my god, it's just a two-step. But I feel like there's no oomph.
I feel like when I watch Twice, I feel like I'm watching Bring It On, you know, the cheerleading film. Like, they're doing a cheerleading routine. Do you get what I mean? Mm. And it's not a cuss because cheerleaders are extremely talented and you've got to do all kinds of, you know? So, but with them, it's kind of very cheerleader-ish. Whereas I think IZONE, Dreamcatcher, G-Friend, there's some upper, lower, mid movements. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have to disagree too.
And then what was the second part of the opinion?
And Shay? The second part was BTS, Monster X, and Stray Kids have the best male rappers.
For me, it's hard for me to say because, one, I don't Korean, so if they're like doing like wordplay or like something associated with Korea, that might fly over my head. I only could go based on like flow and tone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To, I don't know, Stray Kids, I mean, they're cool. They don't excite me. Ooh, it's really coming out today, isn't it?
Like, final episode.
Oh, it was nice. I mean, I liked God's Menu. That was cool.
I don't know. I know they're not what they used to be, but for me, one of my favorite rapping section in a group was always Icon.
Yeah, same.
I just really liked the way that they rapped and their flow and stuff. Obviously, once again, we don't Korean, but yeah. I mean, like, obviously BTS has good rappers, but once again, like, all the rappers in BTS have different styles, so it's really down to personal preference.
I think Monster X rapper is good.
I'd say with Stray Kids, I think, yeah, they don't excite me in terms of rap, but performance-wise and energy, yes.
Yeah.
BTS, all the rappers have different styles, as you guys said. But yeah, I agree with what you both said about we don't Korean 100%. I'm like 1%. So it's hard to see if they're like being lyrically clever. Mm. Yeah, and Monster X, Juhon, IM, I think they fit well together. Juhon, I think, is amazing in terms of rap style and everything, but I don't Korean, so it's hard to comment.
Yeah, it's hard to comment, but that's our opinion!
Yeah, so that was all of our unpopular opinions. If you guys have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or stories that you want us to check out and break down, do send them to us on socials, or you can send them to our email at halut@gmail.com. And now it's time for On the Radar. So we're going to let you know what's been on our radars, anything we're listening to, watching, or want to put you guys onto. So I think our special guest should go first. So Shari, what's been on your radar?
Oh, I'm honored. So I have been watching Sweet Home on Netflix, which is, I wouldn't call it a K-drama because it hasn't got the whole romance and it's not a K-drama style. Like, it's not...
Is that you singing the OST, yes?
What would you call it?
You are my destiny.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
You are my destiny. You are my everything.
Yeah. So it's more like, if I could put it up against something to say it's similar to The Walking Dead in terms of its series, its monsters and gore, and it links in with the virus that's currently happening. Not, I wouldn't say 100%, but it reminds me of that. Without giving much away, a random virus comes out of nowhere and it's set in a big apartment building and all the people that live there are trying to not get bitten, and they barricade the door so the monsters don't get in. But basically, people turn once they get bitten. So kind of like The Walking Dead. So it's not K-drama, but it's a Korean show. Really good. There are 10 episodes in series one. I'm currently on episode 7. At the beginning, it's very fast-paced and moving, really exciting.
Oh, wow. That's different for a Korean show.
Yeah, it was. And I just thought nothing special is happening, but it's the way they've intertwined the individual characters and their stories. You know, it's like another zombie slash virus thing. Like, there's been many shows like that, but it was very intriguing. I'm on episode 7. I find right now it's getting a bit slow. Maybe it'll pick up again. As I said, there are only 10 episodes, so I will finish that tonight. And yes, I guess I'll give a verdict after. But yeah, that's what I'm watching.
Ooh, Shay?
I recently discovered, I knew her, but I didn't know movie name, Lee Mi-ju. And I stan, I want to convert to her. Like,
what?
You guys know the Lovelies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl group. And the crazy chick that they will go for, like, their radio stuff and she'll walk out first and pose and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've always thought her energy was immaculate. And I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. But I'd only see her in passing. And then I randomly watched some show that she was on. And she's amazing. I don't know what goes on in her brain, but she doesn't care. Like, it was There was her, and I think she's good friends with one of the guys from Pentagon. So I think she wanted to get up and like bust a move, and she was going to take her shoes off. And he was like, sweetheart, leave your shoes on. And she does not back down from a fight. Like, she was doing dance battles in skinny jeans. And she does not care. I love her. I stan. You would get on great.
What show is this that you've been watching? Or is it just random things of her you've been watching?
It's this one show that I just found by chance. I haven't watched the other episodes, just her episode. I have to send it to you guys and on socials, come ask me for it. But yeah, and I think she had like her own sort of show interviewing idols and stuff that I don't know if it's continuing now, but it was at least out last year. Yeah, that was, she's great. Love her. I stan.
On my radar is The Static. Oh my gosh, I just can't believe that it's back. It's amazing. It's got this beautiful melodic girl in it. She tells all the K-pop stories. It's so good. It's out every Monday at 7 o'clock. So if you guys haven't seen it, you should go and check it out. So that's what's on my radar. Yeah.
Sorry, let me just pass my horn to Shanice so she can toot it. It's now your horn.
But anyway, guys, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And yes, so remember, guys, that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or any requests that you have to howyout@gmail.com or just DM us on socials.
Yes, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at @kpopbox_, where you can watch The Static.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @theKway_100. And Shari, do you want to plug your stuff?
Yes, I've been Shari from Insoluble. That's I, N for November, SEOULUB for Bravo, LE.
We'll put it in the description as well.
So that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Bye.